Good morning, everyone. We want to call this Broward County Planning Council meeting to order for August 27, 2015. As all of you just witnessed, we had our new introduction to our web streaming meeting. I want to thank the Broward County IT Department profusely for their hard work and dedication. The entire council was just oohing and aahing our introduction. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, back there behind the wall and the window. We greatly appreciate your hard work and efforts. We are going to stand now for the Pledge of Allegiance. The flag is behind me to my right. Thank you. Mayor Sturmer, if you would lead us, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Nancy Cavender is here taking our minutes for us. And Nancy, if you would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Richard Blattner.
Here.
Commissioner Angelo Castillo.
Here.
Mr. Neil DeJesus.
Here.
Mr. Thomas DiGiorgio.
Here.
Mr. Michael Friedel. Commissioner Bill Gans.
Here.
Commissioner Michelle J. Gomez.
Here.
School Board Member Patricia Good.
Here.
Ms. Mary D. Graham.
Here.
Mr. Richard Grosso.
Here.
Vice Mayor Martin Kerr.
Here.
Commissioner Michael Long.
Here.
Vice Mayor Rita Mack. Commissioner Sherry L. McCartney.
Here.
Mr. Robert McColgan.
Here.
Mr. Bernard Parnas.
Here.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan.
Present.
Mr. Nicholas T. Steffens.
Present.
Mayor Daniel J. Sturmer.
Here.
Ms. Ann Castro, Chair.
Here. I'm going to go ahead and pull C4 because we have correspondence from Michael Friedel and Vice Mayor Rita Mack for excused absences. I'll entertain a motion to excuse them.
Move approval to excuse the absences of Mr. Friedel and Vice Mayor.
Have a motion. Have a second by Commissioner Long. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, carries unanimously. I also understand we have a special occasion today. I understand it's Mr. Parnas's birthday. So I hope you all join and wish him a happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I hope he doesn't get upset, but we also learned this morning that Mr. DeJesus is expecting his first grandbaby. And he'll keep us apprised of that. Are there any other occasions or special events that happen that we're not aware of? No? Hearing none? Good. Okay. I'll move on to the consent agenda. Any items for poll?
Move the consent agenda.
Second.
Have a motion. School Board Member Good, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, carries unanimously. We're up for the council's report.
No council report today.
I might ask you one question. I know that Dania Beach, I saw in their commission meeting the other night, Commissioner Jones had gone to League of Cities. He was mentioning the impact fees, and there's some legislation pending again about impact fees.
Well, there's generally some impact fee legislation each year. I'm not aware of any new legislation of any significance being proposed, but what I will do is I will research it and bring it back.
You mentioned something about 6,000 square feet or 60,000 square feet. I have no idea what it was about, but they were talking about eliminating impact fees of certain small-scale developments. So we might want to take a look at that. And I don't know if that's at all levels, city, county, whatever. And I don't know that what kind of impact it would have, but he brought it up. I don't know. It's just something the League of Cities had raised, and they were very concerned about it. Does anybody?
No.
Okay, so.
I haven't heard anything.
Okay, so obviously you'll be on legislative watch again, so thank you very much.
I'll get something to you, and if it's of real significance, what I'll do is I'll get a memo out.
Okay.
Rather than waiting for the next meeting.
Yeah, obviously we have to monitor that for Broward next, too, and tie everything together and make sure we're putting everything in order. So thank you. Executive Director's report?
Good morning. Welcome back, everyone. Hope everyone had a nice summer. I just have a couple of items that I want to take you through. Some of them will list on the agenda, and then I have a couple of extra things. First, for our next update, just want to let you all know that Henry Cesar and I have been continuing to go out to municipalities and interested parties during the summer. We had our 56th presentation last night between presentations at municipalities and interested parties, so I feel like the past year we've been very successful in reaching out. We've also spoken to Chair Castro, and we'll be preparing a about a 10 or 15 minute presentation for Broward Next for your October meeting. And that's going to take you through, we're really shifting our presentation. We've been doing sort of the same introductory presentation through the past year, but we're shifting. We're having another series of outreach meetings in September, and we'll share that with you in your October meeting. The second item is an updated procedure for recertification of municipal amendments. And this is a process that, we've seen through the years, recertifications are scheduled for public hearing. And we were trying to think of a way that we could make the process easier and smoother for municipalities. So in item PH3 in your backup today, it's the second public hearing of a small-scale amendment implementation. And what we've done is we've turned the recommendation into part of this action. If you take this action today, it will be considered the conditional recertification of the municipal plan. So what that in turn will do is that applicants and cities will still need to meet the requirements in the checklist, such as updated flex tables and updated maps, but they won't be required to come back for a second public hearing. So under the normal procedure where you see PH1 and PH2, which are recertifications, they would have to submit their application to be scheduled for that public hearing. So hopefully it's going to save some time through that. And that was just something we had talked about through our next kind of streamlining the process. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention because I think it's a great thing. I think our staff thinks it's a great thing. And hopefully applicants and municipalities are going to be equally as happy to participate in that process.
Does anybody have any questions on that before she moves on? Vice Mayor, excuse me.
No, Marty. Thank you, Madam Chair. It's not a question. I just want to say how impressed I was when I was over at Pembroke Pines at Commissioner Castillo's city, and you were on the agenda before me. I saw the presentation. I thought you did an excellent job. And I know you've been working very, very hard all summer, going to as many cities and groups as you possibly can. And I was just wanting to let you know, I was very impressed by how informative it was.
We were all impressed.
Absolutely. And I also think you did a great job by the one picture that my favorite picture is the one with the big sister and the little sister, you know? And you made, you've done a great job by not saying whether it's the county or the cities that are the big sister and the little sister. So you've done a great job. Thank you, Mark.
No, we all know.
Absolutely. Big sister is the city, without a doubt.
Somebody's learned something.
Madam Chair, on this issue of the recertification.
I'm sorry, 1 second. Start over, Mr. Robinson.
On the issue of the recertification, I think Barb talked about it very quickly, but this is significant. I think puts us in good stead as a demonstration of cooperation with the cities and with our because the recertification process has always been problematic because there's very little jurisdiction. So we have this big procedure, we take months for something that I generally tell you, you have to recertify. So this process, I think, is a real demonstration of the county and the planning council and the city's cooperating. I think it's a real, it sounds like it's a small item, but frankly, it's a significant item for all cities and developers, and a very good idea by our staff.
No, I think there's a great deal of agreement up here. I know some people are probably worried because some people think openness and transparency, public hearings are a good thing. But to your point, this was an ministerial thing we were doing, and it really didn't have a great impact, and it was just holding things up. I think you probably need to sing your praises a little louder, but also give it a stronger explanation so that people understand it's not hiding the ball. It's actually a very positive step forward, but everybody's still protected. And I think you need to do that probably a little louder and put it more out in the community so people are aware of it.
And just to follow up, as far as we are protecting also, Andy and I worked together to develop, and we developed something that the municipality gives us their signature acknowledging that they have to fulfill the requirements. And if they don't fulfill the requirements, then we will have to schedule them for a separate public hearing, if they don't meet that. So we have tried to kind of figure out, and the process isn't perfect yet, but I think it's a really good work in progress and very positive step.
There's enforcement.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think that the change seems to make a lot of sense. I had a question. Does this mean that recertifications will no longer be treated as quasi-judicial proceedings? Because I had a question about why we had quasi-judicial related to plan amendment issues in the first place.
Yeah,
they will be pursuant to this process. And we were almost forced when we had a separate process to do it that way, but it was a quasi-judicial process that provided almost no discretion to this body. As the chair put it perfectly, it generally was ministerial. It was only kind of a checklist type of thing. And now it was an important thing to have, because that last check is important, because it has to be consistent. But in many cases, we were having quasi-judicial hearings over local plan amendments, which were just following to determine consistency with the comprehensive plan, when the only purpose of the local plan was to match the comprehensive plan. I mean, there was a matching county plan amendment. So we were going through this process and people were having to wait. And it also gives people false expectations. Okay, we have quasi-judicial hearings. For instance, someone who was unhappy with the original result thought this was a second bite of the apple. And I can understand what they were thinking. Oh boy, it's a quasi-judicial hearing, it's set forth there. And then I'm sitting there telling them there's nothing to do but approve it, which is always, a well-received advice. this is positive, but as Barb said, we're going to make sure that we have the processes in place, and this staff will not let it go, I can tell you that there is that consistency.
Sure, but there's, I don't think, any requirement that plan amendment decisions be quasi-judicial in the first place. So
the plan amendment, matter of fact, is not quasi-judicial, and then we had this certification process that looked like it was quasi-judicial. So this is a good result.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And again, the fact that the makeup of this council and you have such agreement is a wonderful thing. And I'm going to just say this, I went to Nova Law School, so I happen to know his credentials, Mr. Grosso. And when you can make the environmental attorney happy, that's a really good thing. So thank you for making your comments.
I wish everyone shared that perspective.
Sorry.
You were my professor as well.
Just bringing it up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you everyone for your support. And thank you, Vice Mayor Chair and Commissioner Castillo for your comments about the Pender Times presentation.
So far, this is going rather well, don't you think?
It's all good.
The next item on the list is distribution of agenda materials. And this is just something I talked to Chair Castro about. If a member requests an excuse absence in advance, such as Mr. Friedel, what I would ask of the board is that if you receive a hard copy of the agenda materials and you are requesting an excuse absence well into the meeting, that we do not send you the hard copy of the materials that for that month. You would just utilize the Dropbox unless you specifically request of staff to receive a hard copy of the materials. And really, I'm kind of doing that for myself because sometimes I forget to ask, and the administrative staff will be like, well, do we need to send them a book anyway? Do they still want it? So that was just something for me to kind of make it simpler. So if you are requesting an excuse absence, you will not receive a hard copy unless you request it of us, and then we'll send you one.
Any issues, any objections? Saves money, saves paper, saves every time, saves time, saves aggravation. So if you really want to go review it, you can ask for it. You can go out to Dropbox and see it, but if you're not going to be at the meeting, it made no sense to spend all the wheels and time to do it. Great.
Cool. Thank you. Just two more items that aren't on the list. The September Planning Council agenda is looking a little light, and I'm not sure, I won't know really, and probably until tomorrow or Monday, but we may not need to have a September public hearing. So if there's no objection from the council, I talked to Chair Castro before the meeting, and I will try to alert you, hopefully by next week, to let you know if we need to save the date for September or not.
Now, that would be the good news.
Oh, so the bad news. There's never bad news. There's just, better news.
Today's a light agenda.
Today's a light agenda.
September may not have a meeting at all because?
Because the Fort Lauderdale Regional Activity Center, which we're waiting for the second public hearing, asked on Monday to go to the October public hearing. We're also, as I mentioned, going to have the Broward next presentation. We're going to have a couple other first public hearings if we shift this item from September, so it might be a longer agenda than today's meeting. So to let everyone know that for the October 22nd Planning Council public hearing. And I'll try to keep you all abreast of that information, and as I know, you'll know, so you'll know what kind of block of time to schedule for that.
Okay. Yes,
any other good news?
I always have good news. I do want one more thing.
Commissioner Castillo.
I just had a question with respect to that application. It's a procedural question, it's not out of order, I don't think, unless you say so. So, the first time they were here, they had certain things that were on their things-to-do list. So, if those things aren't addressed, the application is incomplete and there'll be no hearing, is that correct?
No, I don't think it was incomplete.
Because I don't know what we'd be hearing if the application is incomplete.
So the first public hearing that was in January, the staff's recommendation was approval subject to additional information regarding affordable housing and transportation. Those were the two primary issues. It's not that there was incomplete information. It was that the information that we had, we didn't feel completely comfortable with. So we're waiting for additional information for that. If they want to go to an October public hearing and they haven't provided additional information, that just may make a difference on how our staff's recommendation comes down.
See, and that's exactly the point. It seems to me that either an application is ripe for our review or it's not. And if the application is incomplete because it doesn't address certain required components of the comprehensive plan, then what is the point of us hearing it?
And Commissioner, I understand that, but the issue is we approved it on first hearing and had concerns.
Right.
If the applicant, in one person's belief, says if they haven't answered those concerns and they want to take the chance of coming back to this board, understanding they haven't complied or responded to our concerns, they run the risk of saying, having a majority of people here say, we raised these issues with you, you haven't responded, therefore we're not going to approve your application. I mean, that's a possibility. I mean, that's the risk the applicant takes.
Well,
if we didn't condition saying the only way you come back is when this stuff is done.
Well, Mayor, I could see if they said, we have an argument this way, and you may not like the argument, but to not address the two concerns at all makes the application incomplete. And we passed it last time, giving the city direct instruction that they were to submit a complete application. So, if that just continues on and on and on, what's the point of, it seems to me that, you know, we sit in judgment of the application against the standard. So
I'm not sure what they're coming
but
back
if,
with.
But if the application is incomplete, then it's not even right for our review.
I just want to pick up the word complete. If it was incomplete, it never would have made it to first hearing. That's what I'm saying. I think there's a distinction between complete and responding to concerns we raised to continue to approve it on second and final reading. It's complete.
Yeah.
We've raised concerns that we have with regard to certain aspects of it. It's complete. We just think there's further information to make people comfortable.
If that's the standard, we should never give somebody a break to go to second hearing if the application is incomplete.
But I'm going to interject here because I got three people waiting, and gentlemen, I think you're both are differing about the nomenclature. You know, anybody can put anything they want before this board. From my perspective, complete, is it sufficient? That's why we're here to decide. Does it meet whatever standard we are looking for it, comparative to what our land use plan says? That's why we measure against those rules. It's all up for interpretation, quite frankly. Staff has to interpret it, they make a recommendation. Then we interpret it with staff's recommendation. Now, they may, to your point, Commissioner, come to us and not made any changes at all to what they submitted the first time. And we may tell them, go pound sand again. But they may come in with a different argument about why they think they're justified in that presentation again.
Okay.
And you know what? They lose their shirt, they gain a shirt, maybe they convince some of us their argument is real this time. I don't know.
Well, I just raised the procedure.
Yeah, no, and I agree, and I understand.
Sorry, that's what I was trying to
figure
out. Because we're on webcasting now, I need to make sure everyone has their microphones turned on when they speak, so it picks up for the webcast.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Is the red on?
Yeah, the red is on now. You're good now. Sorry. I didn't even know it wasn't on, so it's good for him. Okay, I have Ms. Fran, Commissioner Blattner, followed by Commissioner Long. And I think procedurally I was correct in what I said. Is that correct? Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you. I only know when I watch the Fort Lauderdale Commission meetings and the conferences on Comcast. They had a meeting, I believe on the 18th, was their first commission meeting back from their summer break. And then last night, they had Budget Advisory Joint Commission meeting. And it came up briefly, not to defend them, because I disagreed with some of the things they were proposing, but we have to give them their due process. I just think they need more time. I think my take is that they just need more time to get everything before they come back before us. So I don't think they're necessarily trying to get around the recommendations that were put on, because they sent one of their planners to present at the first meeting. So I live in Fort Lauderdale, maybe the rest of you speaking do as well, but I just think they need more time.
Commissioner Blocker, followed by Commissioner Wong.
Well, we're arguing about complete, and complete is an eye of the holder, in a sense. But I think that some of the comments that were made helped me come to this conclusion. If what they present is their best and final offer, fine. If it's not, we shouldn't even just have it presented. So my suggestion would be that if we convey that, if you all agree, we convey that message to Fort Lauderdale, that if this is your best and final offer, and therefore complete, which we can act on, I'm fine. By the way, unfortunately, I won't be here for the meeting. I'd have loved to be here for that meeting. But that's my thought, that they either have to be ready to fall on their sword for this or not.
Just quickly, I think that I agree with what everyone is saying, except for Angelo, the fact that
but nobody heard him anyway.
The best part of this is that we as a collegial body have the opportunity to vote on this. And based on the knowledge that they provide to us, whether we agree with it or not, we have our votes. We have our comments we can throw on there too. What Mary Graham has said, if they are not ready, they shouldn't be bringing it to the table.
Okay.
If they do bring it to the table and they strongly believe that their point is correct and that they don't need to address the issues anymore, that we take this information, we process it, we vote on it as a collegial body, we send a message back to them, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Okay.
It's really simple. So.
Works for me.
Yeah, I really feel that.
I'll turn that way over.
Okay. I really feel that complete is not a word in concrete. What may be complete to them may not be complete to us. So who's to say what the complete is until it's presented? They have that right to submit it, and it's our judgment whether or not the application has been completed or not. Okay, but we can't say, well, it's not complete. We have to have a definition by our standards what complete would be, and that's something we vote on. So to say, well, why did they bring it? It's not complete. They probably think it is. They probably making a presentation based on the fact of their knowledge they did their job. But then we get to vote yes or no. I don't think we can prejudge this without seeing their finished product.
Anybody else? That's good. No, and I appreciate you bringing up that point, because I think it's a very valid issue as what comes before us and how it goes. But as you all know, when people bring applications before us, a lot of times there's discussions about interpretation and mitigation, or you know, negotiation of can we do this instead of this, or how can you ameliorate affordable housing component, how can you take care of a transportation element. And sometimes we'll say, well, staff will work it out between this reading and the next reading, and there is a discussion, there is a negotiation, and they do bring it back a second time, not knowing whether we're going to like what they came up together with or not. So that's why I said I don't know what complete means, because it's a work in progress as you go, as you know. But to your point, I think every applicant risks bringing what they come to before us hoping we're going to buy it. And hopefully, if they do nothing, you know, it's a little arrogant. Take your chances and see what happens. It is what it is. So hopefully they did better than that, but we'll find out. Okay, anything else?
One more thing.
You got it.
One more thing, just gonna step over here. I just wanna announce that Jeanette Sosier is retiring tomorrow.
Aww.
She's our administrative coordinator. So I just would ask her to come up for a second. mention, she's been with the Planning Council for just over 4 years, but she's been with Broward County for 24 years. And her husband, Claude, he works for the Library Division. They're retiring tomorrow, and that'll be her final day. So this is her last Planning Council meeting. We're going to miss her desperately. And I just wanted to say thank you to her for all of her work that she's done. And everyone on the staff loves her, and we have great people that are going to try to do her job afterwards, Terry and Sharon. And they're going to do great, but we will really miss her. And so I asked the photographer to come so we could get a couple of pictures, because she loves photos.
You get to run the rest of the meeting.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. That was a pleasure working for Planning Council, and I really appreciate all of you, and everything went so well all the time. So it's going to be very different for me, and but I'm ready, and thank you, Barbara, for having me.
This is my last meeting.
Okay.
So it was a pleasure working with all of you, and I will see you all down the road.
It was a pleasure working with you. Take care of whatever endeavors you do. Best of luck.
What?
Yeah, my choice.
Again, everybody, we'll let you know about the September meeting. Please calendar on the longer October meeting.